Message number 1225. God the Father, my love will conquer evil and hatred. Monday, September 29, 2014 at 20:50. My dearest daughter, my love, when it is accepted by you, can produce great fruits. But when it is rejected by man, this results in a withered earth. Without my love, there is no life, no joy, no peace. When my love is felt by man, it creates great wonder, awe, and a feeling of deep gratitude in the soul of the person who has been granted this gift. My dear children, when you experience love in any form for another human being, this is my love you feel. It can only come from me, for I am love. Love is a gift, and you must seize it when you feel it stir within your heart. To those who accept my love, know that I will fill you with more of my gift when you share it with those who have not been granted this favor. My love will conquer evil and hatred. Love wipes out hatred as the evil one, the thorn in man's side, is incapable of it. When you say you love me, then you must fight very hard to prevent hatred of any kind to blemish your soul. If you love me, you will forgive your enemies, because you will see them as I see them. This requires perseverance on your part and discipline, which will prevent you from hurting another person either verbally or physically. When you allow my love to flow through your veins, you will feel complete peace and freedom. This is because you will feel no malice, no anger, no revenge, nor grudge against another child of mine. This is the gift of my love in its most pure form. Accept it from me by reciting this prayer. Crusade Prayer, 168. For the gift of God's love. O dearest Father, O Eternal One, God the Most High, make me worthy of your love. Please forgive me for hurting others and for any wrongdoing which has caused suffering to any of your children. Open my heart so that I can welcome you into my soul, and cleanse me of any hatred I may feel against another person. Help me to forgive my enemies and to sow the seeds of your love everywhere I go and amongst those whom I meet every day. Give me, dear Father, the gifts of perseverance and trust so that I can uphold your holy word and thus keep alive in a darkened world the flame of your great love and mercy. Amen. Children, please take comfort in the knowledge that I love all of you, no matter who you are, whatever sins you have committed, and whether or not you curse me. My love for you is unconditional. I must, however, separate those who are trying to blind my children to the truth of their salvation from those who are of me. Were I not to intervene, many would be lost to me, and I am not prepared to sacrifice souls to those who, despite every effort on my part, will reject me on the final day. I ask that you place all your trust in me and keep my seal of protection in any form close to you. The fight has already commenced, and I will wreak justice by punishing those who try to destroy my children. Never forget who I am. I am the beginning and the end. All who come to me will find eternal life. Allow me to take you to safety and to a glorious life in union with my will. I will reveal the new paradise in my own time, and I desire that you show patience. Live your lives in harmony with others. Look after your families as before. Come to me in your churches as before. But always remember that the truth, the true word of God, can never change, for I am the truth. I can never change, for that can never be. I love you. I bless you. I protect you. Your loving Father. God the Most High.